Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
What is up, party people? Hope you're doing well on this gorgeous Monday. Wherever you may be listening, thanks so much for making us part of your day. The Chad Benson Show. Facebook at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, ChadBenson. So much stuff still to get to tonight. We're going to pack it all in to this fun hour of frivolity and mischief that is the Chad Benson Show. Over the weekend, Trump held a rally. It was interesting. Again, I think it's good that he gets out there and sees the people. In the end, it's not the media that puts you in. It's not D.C. that puts you in. What puts you into the White House are the people. Take care of the people. Guess what happens? They take care of you. People got money in their pocket. They got a smile on their face. World is all right. People struggling day to day. World's not good. They'll look to make a switch. They will. They will look to make a switch. But he did do something over the weekend that made me scratch my head and a lot of other people. If you listen to my show, you know, first and foremost, I want the president to succeed. But unlike a lot of my other cohorts in this business, they are shills for the administration and the presidency. That's not me. If you're looking for somebody to come in here and validate your only right-leaning, completely just blinders on, Trump can do no wrong, that's not me. Not going to apologize for it. I'm honest. I throw it out there. I do my research. I've got my sources. I'm not an idiot. Too many people out there that I get in discussions with want to talk about, why don't you get your research from here? Why don't you talk about this? Why, if he does something wrong, you bring it up? Why, if you... Sorry. I held the last president's foot to the fire, then his other foot to the fire, then his ass to the fire when need be. I'm going to do the same thing here. When Trump does something good, I am on it. I applaud him. I am behind him. I have said it over and over again. I will back him to the wall. But I will not shill for him. I won't lie for the administration. And I won't fill your head full of crap that just isn't true. But he does do some stuff that not only makes you scratch your head, it also makes you thinking, did he come out of an alternative dimension that I didn't know about? Because over the weekend, he talked about another one of those incidents that takes place, that seems to only take place when sometimes the Trump people are talking. I.e. Kellyanne Conway and that horrific incident that took place at Bowling Green, Kentucky. Was there something that happened there? Yes. But was it a massacre? No. Trump this weekend then spoke of the incident that took place in Sweden. Swedish people have come out and kind of scratched their head and said, what is he talking about? Have they had some incidents of crime? Yes. Have there been incidents in Western Europe? Yes. Was there a massacre? I wonder. But just in case there was a massacre, we covered the press conference earlier today, and we also got ourselves in a position to help the Swedish people just in case, because you don't know what's going to happen. We wanted to make sure we were on top of it. That's what we do for you and for all of the people of this world, because we are one big loving show. Here is the Chad Benson Show players making sure that they have every base covered, including this very important press conference that took place today with the Swedish Prime Minister. We here in the United States are a giving nation. And when one of our allies comes under attack, all of us come under attack. We are there by their side through thick and thin, just like we are now with Sweden. From IKEA to those tiny little meatballs made of horse meat. From Volvo to ABBA. And of course, those lovable, chewy, fruity Swedish fish. Sweden, we are by your side. And just like we supported the victims of the Bowling Green massacre, it's a day for us to stand up and declare, yes, we indeed are Sweden. Now let's cut to a live press conference with the Prime Minister of Sweden. I understand some of the Swedish dialect. Let me see if I can translate. Trump gets it, maybe, we think. Kinda?
Yes, yes, you're called for more spicy, spicy, juicy, juicy, juicy. Be sure with the hot seat, see? In Sweden, it's very the pepper sauce and beer. Mr. Chalky.
Well, that was enlightening.
In this group, they all must play the host aboard the species spicy chili juice.
It's good to know that America is behind us, and we are Sweden. Long live Sveda. Long live Sweden, because the chicks are hot.
Mork, mork, mork.
Oh, somebody will complain about that. Chad, this is what he meant. If you have to explain. This is my thing. If I have to explain a joke to you, it's not that funny. There's unless you're a moron, right? Like, sometimes people are so moronic that you have to explain it. But even then, at that point in time, it's not worth it. So if I have to explain a joke to you, then you don't get it. If you have to come out and explain what he meant, then it wasn't put in the right context, okay? It wasn't. He saw something on Fox. He decided to talk about Sweden and a report that there is, you know, a ramp up in some crime. The Swedish people have come out and kind of scratched their head about the whole thing. This is the stuff that, you know what? Much like Milo, who's got in trouble today, where people are looking to take him down, people are looking to go after him. He said something absolute asinine and stupid, and we'll dig deeper into it a little bit later. But much like that, people are looking for you to screw up. Don't give them any more, right? Don't give any more ammo. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Slow your roll, people, and I'll get some hate from that. I got a guy today text me early in the morning. Listen out at WDBO out there in Orlando. Beautiful Orlando, America. USA, Florida. Talking about how, you know, basically the usual stuff. The people who have the blinders on. You listen to my show. I don't want you to have blinders on. I want you to have an open mind. I want you to listen and have an open mind. Take what I say as a grain of salt, but do your own research. And don't do your own research based on one side of an aisle or another. And that goes for the people on the left. It goes on the people on the right. Do your own research across the board. He says to me, where do you get your sources? I said, so why don't you tell me about your sources? I'm not telling you about my sources. Well, then you don't have sources. You're just lying. I said, no. You don't tell sources. Who does that? You're the guy we tell something to. We say, don't tell anybody. And you tell the whole world. And then you wonder why nobody wants to tell you anything ever again. You don't do that. You don't. Have an open mind is what I'm saying. Don't. You can support the president and still be. And this is the thing. And I think it's not just about the president. I think this is about us as a country. And this is what it says about us as a country. Officer gets shot. Officer shoots somebody. Depending on the side of the aisle, you take the officer, you take the person who gets shot, or vice versa. Right? That's the way it is. The left goes to the person who was shot and or who has shot somebody, and he's a victim of something, she's a victim of something, it's institutional racism, it's blah, 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 blah. This guy is a racist, horrible person, et cetera, et cetera. Other side of the aisle. This person's bad. This person's a gangbanger. What kind of a criminal record do they have? You can support both sides. You can look at stuff and say, you know what? I don't think officers are racist. I think there are some bad apples out there. But as a whole, I think they're good people who have a crappy job. But you know what? What he or she did was wrong. And vice versa. You could say the same thing. You can support both sides in a situation. You can look at Donald Trump and honestly say, I want him to do well, but that was a misstep. I want him to do well, but that you apparently it's not that way. Apparently, from what I'm getting from everybody, is if you do not support everything he does, then that's it. You're wrong. You're evil and you're part of the problem. That's so stupid. That is absolutely stupid. That is not having an open mind. That is not being honest. That is somebody who's blindly following. Don't blindly follow. Open your mind. Be supportive of the president, but don't be afraid to be critical. Don't be afraid to think for yourself. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. Also call the program as well. I guess we should give out the phone number once in a while. I don't want these guys to beg for calls. I don't. I hear a lot of shows that do that. I know. I mean, maybe I'm weird. Maybe I should beg for calls. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2420. Somebody call. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Mom, 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 Mommy, 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 Mama, Mama, Ma, Ma, Mom, Mom, Mom.
You're listening to the Chad Benson Show.
He needs to get impeached because we cannot have a fascist regime.
These are not getting smaller. I've been protesting since Nixon, and I've never seen anything like this.
I want this country to stand for what I taught my students to stand for. Decency, civil rights, a welcoming attitude, honesty, facts.
It was just upsetting that people with green cards, we've been through the process of getting approved, and they have to be stopped again, and it's just not fair to them.
It is not my president, not only because I didn't vote for him, but because he is, on so many levels, made himself impeachable.
Donald Trump has got to go, hey, hey, ho, ho. Donald Trump has got to go, hey, hey, ho, ho.
By the way, he is your president. No matter what you say, happy birthday, by the way. Nirvana's playing in the background. Kurt Cobain would have been 50 today had he not had that timely mishap in the greenhouse. He's your president. You can cry all you want. You can scream all you want. He won fair and square, but he didn't win the popular vote. Doesn't matter. He's your president. It was set up this way. It's the rules. Rules are the rules, right? This is it. President of the United States, deal with it. He doesn't deserve to be impeached. He's only been in the job for a month. He hasn't done anything wrong. I don't like what he does. Shut up. When he does something wrong, I'll point it out. If he does something illegal, I'll point it out. How about a honeymoon period? Republicans, look, they gave as good as anybody in the grumblings and the anger about President Barack Obama becoming president. They did. But this is something wholly different. And let me tell you something. The media, they gave him a pass for the first 7 years. 8 years. They gave it a pass. President Barack Obama. Trump didn't get a pass for a minute. The minute he got the phone call from Hillary that she was done, right? The minute that happened till now and every day going forward, there's going to be no respite. They're going to come after him. They're going to try to make everything huge, huge, bigly deals. Bigly. You go and complain all you want. Again, I don't want you not to complain. But when you say stuff like, he's not my president because I didn't vote for him, shut up. Yes, he is. Do I have to always use this example? You're on an airplane. You wanted one pilot. You got another pilot. You're 37,000 feet above the air. You're in this tube, this aluminum tube with wings. You're going 400 miles an hour. You're in the jet stream. And you're like, this pilot's not my pilot. No, that pilot is your pilot. Okay? So deal with it. Jiminy cricket. Sad news. Now, I saw over the weekend a lot of people posting horrible things that David Cassidy was drunk and David Cassidy was, you know, he was high and he was just all these kind of things. Well, it comes out today, the 66-year-old David Cassidy, who the ladies still love, is battling dementia. Of course, he starred as Keith Partridge in the 70s, the Partridge Family. I think I love you, but I can't remember. Oh, Chad, you're a jerk. was that wrong? He said his mother and grandfather both battled the disease. She died at 89. He says I was in denial. Part of me always knew that something like this was coming. He said he remembers his mother's struggles. In the end, the only way I knew she recognized me with one single tear that would drop from her eye when I walked in the room. I feared I would end up that way. He says he's come to terms with his condition, but that Cassidy has made the decision to stop touring as a musician to concentrate on his health and happiness. And it's sad. I mean, let's be real. Seeing something like that coming at you and knowing what you know, because you're going to have lucid moments, obviously. And at first, you'll have small moments of in and out. My grandmother, I remember when she first started to struggle with dementia, that 90% of her was fine. Then she'd have those moments. And then it was 80. And then it was 85. And then it was, you know, and then it was all of a sudden, it was just more and more, and it overtook her. But she knew it was coming, and that's got to be just absolutely horrific. Knowing that's coming at you, and there's nothing you can do about it, horrible. Study in Venezuela shows that 19 pounds on average are lost every year because of lack of food. Not because of good nutrition. No. Not because of good nutrition. Because of lack of food. This is what socialism gets you. That's right. Nearly 75% of the population lost at least 19 pounds last year because of lack of food. The extreme poor, which is a good portion of Venezuela, said they lost even more of that. God, that's so sad. Who wants that socialism? Who's up for it? Anybody? That's the new weight loss, socialism. Hey, are you sick and tired of riding your bike really fast or lifting weights, but you want to lose weight? Socialism. It's great for you. You know what it'll make you do? Be hungry as hell is what it'll make you do. That's the Karen Carpenter diet without being in the Karen Carpenter is what that is. Chad, again with your horrible jokes. I know. I am horrible. You can tweet at me at Chad Benson Show. You can text the program 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Big news of the day, besides the usual stuff flying out of D.C. and the surrounding area of the Beltway, Milo Yiannopoulos, the hated foe of the left and the very uncomfortable ally of the right, has got himself into some hot water, and some hot water that is costing him dearly in the pocketbook. We're going to discuss that and so much more. Right here on the one and only Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
I have been uninvited from CPAC, which I'm disappointed with. The statement from CPAC said that there was a video in which I defended pedophilia. That simply isn't true. I didn't. It was not my intention, and it wasn't what the words that I used meant. And I stand by, because it's perfectly true.
That right there, Milo Yiannopoulos, who is the antagonistic gay conservative editor for Breitbart, who really has kind of become the darling of the right. And last night, the Reagan Battalion tweeted out something. I guess he went on their podcast slash vlog slash blog show and talked about several different things, or at least it was released last night. Some of it had already been out, from what we're understanding. And the way it's edited, he says that it shows different things and it says different things. Essentially, he talked about underage sex with younger guys, and he defended it. We'll touch on that. But he released this, I guess it was an apology slash let me explain what happened after CPAC pulled away from him today. After, and we're still waiting to hear what Breitbart's going to do, but they said, you know, the pressure's on them as well. This is more of what he said about pedophilia in his apology tour.
You've probably seen by now reports and videos that allege that I'm some kind of apologist for pedophilia or some kind of enabler of child abuse. Nothing could be further from the truth. And I find those crimes to be absolutely disgusting. I find those people to be disgusting.
Look, I'm not here to be somebody who's an apologist for Milo. I've had Milo on my show. I don't really know him. Met him on several occasions. Seems like an okay guy. I talked last week. You know, he was on with Bill Maher. I said he plays the villain. He's a protagonist. He loves to go out there and he loves to be loud. He likes to get in people's faces. When you do that, when you get, you know, for lack of a better term, when you get into bed with somebody like this, know that at some point in time, they're going to piss you off. Now, how much heat can you stand? Simon & Schuster today was getting ready to release his book. His book was already number one on Amazon as far as pre-orders, best sells. It's now 84, 85. It's falling fast. They yanked it, said that they're not going to do it. They paid him $250,000 of that. We're trying to figure it out. One of producer Anthony's friends says he probably got a half of that up front as a signing bonus, and they'll probably be able to keep that. But he even said, look, I go in to Simon & Schuster. I am vulgar. I am loud. I try to shock them. I say a bunch of stuff. The more vulgar, the more loud, the more angry I think I'm getting them, the more money they threw at me. So that's their own. But you know you're going to get into a partnership with these kind of people that are protagonists, that live off controversy, that live to poke people and get them riled up, that at some point in time, they're going to cross a line. Case in point, this was the podcast that started the whole thing off that was leaked last night or came out in bits and pieces. And this is the news this is the bit that has got everybody running away from Milo as fast as possible.
This arbitrary and oppressive idea of consent, which totally destroys the understanding that many of us have of the complexities and subtleties and complicated nature of many relationships. You know, people are messy and complex, and actually in the homosexual world particularly, some of those relationships between younger boys and older men, the sort of coming-of-age relationships, the relationships in which those older men help those young boys to discover who they are and give them security and safety and provide them with love and a reliable... And sort of a rock where they can't speak to their parents. Some of those relationships are some of the most...
It sounds like priest molestation to me.
It sounds like...
You know what?
It sounds like Catholic priest molestation to me.
Okay, first and foremost, can I just say, if you get taken down by, you know, some guys who are wearing Lucha Libre wrestling masks, that's never a good sign. Here's the thing. Sometimes you get yourself in a position, and the more you talk, the worse it gets. All right. I don't know Milo's backstory. He said he was abused sexually. He said he misspoke. I don't know. On another podcast with Joe Rogan, comedian, used to be the host of Scared Alive or Scared Show, whatever it was on NBC. I forgot where they just throw you into situations like, hey, we're going to shoot you out of a cannon right into a bunch of tarantulas. Like this would happen in real life. And then, of course, he's the big host of the UFC. He had Milo on, and they talked about young girls, young guys, and it did not, again, it appears to be what it appears to be.
Any point in your life, however old you were, you've never seen a 15-year-old girl you thought was hot?
Yeah, when I was 15.
No, when you were 25. When you were 25, when you were 30,
no!
You will have seen girls about 15 you thought were hot.
No,
of course
I thought they were
did.
Little kids.
No, you didn't.
I thought, damn, she's... be hot, but I didn't want to fuck her.
Not
at all.
Look,
you can't tell me what I was born into.
I think if you're 14...
Born like this.
You were born this way.
You're trying to make it so I'm a fucking creeper like you.
No,
I'm not into 14-year-olds.
Again, it doesn't look good. And as somebody who has, as a child, if you've listened to the show, I was, you know, for almost a decade, I was molested. It was horrible. The things he has said, there is no excuse for. You understand that he is a provocateur. He gets shock value out of stuff. He looks for shock value. His whole thing is, draw me a line. I want to cross it before you decide I'm over you. Well, today might have been that point where people have drawn that line in the business world, in the conservative world, not the people that follow it. Producer Phil pointed out the people that like him still like him. Nobody's running away from him. The people that like him, the people that follow him. I've looked online, as has producer Phil. The people are pouring in. They're saying that we're behind you. But is this one of the things that follows you forever? You've got to watch what you say in this day and age and also know the role that you play. Some people are villains. Some people are heroes. Some people are squeaky clean. Some people come with baggage. He's one of these guys that plays a part. He plays a villain. He has always been the pantomime villain character. He loves to go places. He loves to stir the pot. He loves to get people pissed off. And it's easy to do in the sensitive world to come out and say something shocking. And he has. But also know the role that you're in. Comics say certain things. They get away with it because we expect that from him. We expect that from the Toshas of the world, the Jelniks of the world, the Lenny Bruces back in the day. We expect those people, the Richard Pryors, we expect that. Some people, we don't expect it. We expect him to be provocative. We expect him to do certain things. But this was something I think that people on the right didn't expect. And CPAC, very conservative, and the Christian conservatives look at this in a much different way. Like not everybody's sold that Trump is a true conservative Republican. Not everybody's sold that Milo is this. But you're watching somebody who has, you know, today it's imploded on him. It has. He could be out at Breitbart, right? He could be gone there. You've already seen what now that they've got rid of the book side of things. So, and if I am a small publishing company, I'm grabbing that thing as fast as possible. I mean, we'll publish the hell out of that thing because it's going to help us. Now he's out at CPAC and he's upset about that. And he probably, and look, you talk for a living, you're going to say some stuff, right? You're going to say some stuff that's going to come out wrong. You're going to say some stuff that is going to, you know, you get into a setting where you're comfortable. Look at the perfect example is look at what Howard Stern does to people. Howard Stern gets you in a mood where you sit there and you let your guard down a little bit more and you say some things that maybe you wouldn't say anywhere else, right? You're not saying that on Good Morning America. You're not saying that on the Today Show. You're not saying that on air with Ryan Seacrest, but you'll say it with Stern. Sometimes you say things and he went too far. Having been what I had been through in my life, I think, it's stupid. But I'm not going to lambast the guy and destroy him because I don't know what's in his heart. I think what he said was stupid and was asinine. It was disgusting. But if you listen to my show long enough, you know that all of us who have, if he's been sexually abused, and who am I to say he hasn't been? Everybody deals with stuff in different ways. Everybody deals with things in their life in different ways. Comics deal with things the way that comics do. Me, I have a kind of somewhat twisted sense of humor. Why is that? I've been through a lot. I've been through hell in a lot of different ways, especially as a child. And so I find some of the darker things funny comparatively to other stuff. Doesn't mean I don't see the good side of life. Doesn't mean I don't laugh. But some of the things that the way that I dealt with certain situations. People get into a situation where you're a partner with this guy. You know at some point in time, he's going to burn you. The question is, do you have the cojones enough to stick it out? And does he have the staying power to be relevant in 3, 6, 8, 9 months a year if this was to go away? We do pick and choose a lot of stuff. He said something completely asinine and stupid. I want you guys to take away. Nobody's talking about this the way I am right now. That's one thing I know. He said something that was stupid, that was horrible. But we all cheer Michael Jackson, don't we? Nobody's ever said that he was a child molester or a pedophile, old Milo there. He said some things. We sure cheer that Michael Jackson will play the hell out of his music. I won't. Nope. No chance in hell will I. But it's funny is one person's likable and lovable. And even if something happened, we look at his lifestyle and say, well, he just never really had a regular life and blah, 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 blah. There's excuse, excuse, excuse. And Milo, because he's easy to hate, well, we'll make sure we destroy him right now. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSON, chad@chadbensonshow.com. You text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. That's the number to call if you want to participate in said program. Psychic powers. Do I have them? No. But somebody claims to have psychic powers, and that's how they're solving mysteries and crime. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Wrap it up. I'll take it. Wrap it up. I'll take it.
You're listening to the Chad Benson Show.
World famous UFO hunter under fire over claims his videos do not prove existence of extraterrestrials. Guess who turned him in? His rival. Controversial channel earns about $900 a day. YouTube channel claims that this guy posts his UFO sightings. Well, he's now been blasted by another online publisher. Secure Team 10 here has published videos claiming that aliens zooming past the International Space Station, a fortress on the moon, and black cubes sucking energy from the sun in the past year alone. Good God. That's so stupid. It is pretty awesome. I have to be honest with you. It is. The fact that there are rival UFO hunters who are snitching on each other, this is what makes the world. This is why the internet was created. You think it was created for your benefit. It's not. It's created for stupidity like this and adult stuff. That's it. Nerds created it for adult stuff. Now chicks will like us. Oh, my God. They snitched on each other. That's what's hilarious. And have you ever noticed it's always the UFO guys? They get all the UFO pictures. It's never some guy walking down the street, right? It's always people looking for it. That's it. That's it. Who's looking for it? I'm looking for it. I'm here every day. I'm looking for it. Some of the stuff they've posted, I've been looking at. And I do believe that they, this is what's great. They have an image that is taken from a video about a cube draining the energy from the sun. I'm pretty sure that's a Rubik's Cube that has been Photoshopped on there. And how they got that close to the sun with their camera is beyond me. I love this. This is great. I love it when you get crazy people that do crazy things. This is what makes America great. This right here is what makes America great. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. You can text the program. Got a lot of text coming in about Milo. Is Milo, what's going to happen to Milo? I support Milo. You're absolutely right, Producer Phil. These people aren't going anywhere. It isn't, you know, and the people that I seen that are pissed at him are people that were, you know, they didn't like him to begin with. So this is another reason to jump on top of it. Get pissed at him. Get angry. I'm angry at him. I'm angry. Modern world is making us sick. That according to scientists. Modern world is making us sick based on our senses. It's making us short-sighted, obese, depressed, and they've warned us. Now, I get that. Look, I know my eyes aren't as good as they should be based on the fact that they're strained. I'll wake up in the morning, my eyes will feel okay. By mid-morning from looking at the screens, it's standing, my eye hurts. You know, my eyeballs hurt. Obesity, come on, we overeat. That's a choice right there. You could eat better. I try to eat better. But you can eat better. That's a choice. I don't care what anybody says. Oh, but there's sugars and everything. Yeah, okay. Well, we're feeding 6 billion. We're not feeding 6. All right? So that's a choice right there. We could gorge on fruit. That's just disgusting. I'm not bragging, but I don't eat fruit. Producer Phil, when's the last fruit you have that's not a roll-up? Because I've had a fruit roll-up like in the last month or two. What's the last piece of fruit?
I've had oranges.
When's the last time you had an orange?
Over the weekend for breakfast.
Now, I had orange chicken. Does that count? Because they had little orange peels thingies in there. That doesn't count? That's not at all? Does that count?
No, it doesn't count.
You know what? No, that's a vegetable. Carrot's a vegetable. See, I don't even know. I hate to brag, but I don't eat fruits. And lemonade is not a fruit. That's what I've been told. That's absolutely what I've been told.
He needs to get impeached because we cannot have a fascist regime.
These are not getting smaller. I've been protesting since Nixon.
With the Chad Benson Show. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can tweet at us. You can always text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. For Phil, for Anthony, my name's Chad Benson. I bid you all adieu on this President's Night. Night, Jack.
The Chad Benson Show.